Well, Derry captain Mark Lynch, looking forward to the Ulster Senior Football Championship, and the winter's out of the road, the sun's shining here at the press lounge today, and the championship's just around the corner. And as a under-county player, that's what you look forward to every year.
It is, surely. A lot of preparation goes in, as you say, over the winter months, and the league's important at that time, you know, when you're trying to get ones and get a way of going. But it's all forgot about coming to championship time, and this is what everybody really looks till, and what everybody remembers about you is how you do in the championship. So we're looking forward to it.
We're a week or so out now from the game against Down. What's it been like over the course of the last number of weeks in preparation for the game within the camp?
Very good. Now you're training very hard. Everybody's going really well. No real injuries to worry about, other than the few men that have been carrying them for a while now. But thank God everybody's come through club games, trained real hard, and it's rolling in nicely.
Yeah. And what about your own fitness, Mark, ahead of this one?
I am fine. No worries. Thank God. So hopefully come the 7th of June, everything will be all right then.
You've had disappointing runs in championships, let's be fair, Mark, over the last couple of years. That disappointment, is there, I suppose, a growth within this team now that you just have to get over this line, you have to put this disappointment behind him and make something good for Derry football once again?
I think so. A lot of disappointments, you know, fell short a lot of the times. We'll not dwell on it too much. I think we just have to look at it and take it game by game and prepare as well as you can, because those times that we've failed, you know, we have prepared well. There's no excuses that way. We just didn't carry it in the field. So as players, I think that will drive us on, and hopefully that will be a driving factor come down, and hopefully we'll come out on the right side of it.
Yeah. Is there something that's mentioned in the build-up to a game like this, that this has happened and now we have to move forward?
Not really. You know, I think that's a personal drive. It'll come from men, you know, yourselves, because you're the men that really experience it, and you know what it's like to walk off the field and sit at home that night when you're beat. But I don't think too much is driven on the training field that way. You just prepare the way you should always prepare for a game, and we're preparing really hard for Down, as we know it's going to be a massive game. But hopefully once the thing's in the melting pot, that's a wee factor that might go your way.
You've been a part of minor teams that have won Ulster, and you were part of a good, strong under 21 team as well. And I suppose in those years, it really hasn't developed into senior, and that's been a letdown and a disappointment, because there were some really, really high-quality teams there at that stage, Mark.
Certainly, you know, we definitely underperformed at times. You know, there was chances there for Shirley to really make a stamp on things, and we didn't do it, you know. But again, listen, that's past now. We just have to look, and there's a lot of really good players coming through now. So hopefully that'll really drive us on.
Yeah. And you've no Down very well in the championship. Those, of course, two cracking games there a couple of years ago. What sort of threat are they going to bring now into this game? What do you know about the mark of the current squad there?
They're going really, really well this year. They're a massive, athletically quick team. They're great footballers all round, a lot of really good footballers, and they will move at real pace and bring a real pace to their game. So that's something we'll have to match. And their work rate as well, you know, they defend really well in numbers, and we'll have to be really patient on the ball and try and match everything that they do.
What do you think Derry's strength can be this year in the championship, Mark?
I suppose our pace and our running power. We have a lot of really good strong runners as well, and good footballers among our team. So hopefully we can all bring it together and work really hard on the day and put on a really good performance.
Just back to this year, 2015, involved in the McKenna Cup and then in the league. Obviously relegated, but the league was sort of different for Derry this year. You've blooded a couple of players. And I know it's disappointing getting relegated, but did you just get out of the league, which you wanted, Mark, in the end up?
Well, we didn't want relegation. There's no doubt about that. We never wanted relegation. You know, that was a real disappointment for us. But we used a lot of players, would you say? So looking at the positives, we used a lot of players. A lot of people got really good experience against the real top teams. And that's where you need to be in order to see where you're at and how you can improve. And that's certainly, you've got something from that. We've tried not to dwell on it too much, that we've been relegated, and I think the training was really good after the league towards now. So thank God it has not affected us in that way. But it wasn't as good as obviously last year, but hopefully it'll not affect us, and we'll be there for a long summer.
Has there been much in the league that you've seen with these players coming in that, right, there's a few boys here that can make a real impact for Derry football?
Certainly, you've seen men really, really grow and seeing them up against, you know, the top players, and they've done really well, and it's there for sure, and it's real good positive signs.
Derry haven't won a championship in a long time. The build-up to this championship game against Down has been very, very much low-key. Is that something that's suiting you, Mark?
I hope so. Aye, it's fine. It's really good, actually. That it's, I suppose you say low-key. You know what? There's not really much hype about it, but it's something maybe we're not really focusing on. We're just focusing on ourselves and the training ground. I think that's all we can do, because we don't want to get too caught up on what way it can go and look too far ahead of a championship or anything. Down slowly in our focus, and hopefully we can look ahead after that, but it's surely down at the moment.
What about the system of football that's Derry playing at the moment? Because these Ulster teams are evolving all the time, and Donegal and Monaghan have taken it to another level. And you've lost recent championship matches, so you just have to evolve and change that again, and it's going to be something similar against the Moormen.
Certainly, you know, you see the way teams are playing, and they're being really hard to beat. It's the first thing you look at teams, and certainly that's what you want to do yourself. But again, you have to really look at how you can do offensively, because you got to score first as well. You know, in order to win games, you got to score. But certainly, you have to allow yourself to be difficult to beat to have any chance in Ulster football, for sure, because there's no team out there that's really easy to walk over, and that's something you have to match.
And players have to be more versatile now than they ever were before, Mark.
Certainly. Now, you know, they always talked about forwards, the first tacklers in your team, but it's more so than ever now, and it's something you have to really evolve now if you ever want to be competitive.
So then Down is the first hurdle in the Ulster Championship, and according to reports, all things going well at the camp, and there's a buzz ahead of this one finally, Mark.
Yes, thank you. There is. Training's going really well, no doubt about that, but hopefully we can just really bring that on to the field against Down and get a real positive result.